Muslims in Sri Lanka are on edge. They're a religious minority in Sri Lanka, about 10% of the population. In recent years, they've been targeted by extremist Buddhist mobs, setting fire to homes and businesses. Now, with authorities saying Islamist extremists are behind Sunday's bombings, many Muslims worry about the possibility of a backlash. Hilmi Ahmed is the vice president of the Muslim Council of Sri Lanka. He joins us on the line now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your organization, together with other Muslim groups, has condemned the attacks. You've also pointed out that this extremist group does not represent Muslim beliefs and called for their immediate arrest and punishment. Are you concerned that there may be a backlash against Muslims in Sri Lanka?
Most certainly, you know, because with so many deaths and injured, emotions tend to run very high, and they're certainly worried.
But so far, have you heard of any incidents of intimidation or violence?
There have been a few minor incidents, nothing major. Pelting stones at a few mosques, and on Sunday itself, two shops were burnt down.
Two shops, okay.
Two shops owned by Muslims were burnt down.
Now, you've also talked about the concerns that people had in the community about extremism recently. Can you talk about what was known by you and others?
Well, you see, we were worried about the continued hate speech by one person, one religious cleric called Maulavi Zahran. And in fact, we reported him about three and a half years ago.
And so Zahran's speeches were available online, and it came to your attention because what was in the speeches, the tone of his rhetoric?
Yeah, that is right, because he has been uploading a number of videos on YouTube. He was calling basically for the killing of all non-believers.
You talk about wanting the authorities to take action against Zahran, but did you get any sense in recent years that he was attracting followers or that you saw men being drawn to radical groups?
At that time, you know, we thought that Zahran was a loner and that, you know, he had no major following as such, except a few people in his hometown. But in 18 December, we realized that, you know, we had a bunch of youth going around and damaging Buddhist statues. And we found out that Zahran has been their mentor.
So this was in one particular village, you're saying, that back in December of 2018, there were some young people who defaced some Buddhist statues. And this raised alarm for you and others.
Yes, and we immediately went back to the authorities with all the facts we had.
I understand that in the aftermath of the Easter Sunday attacks, you and other Muslim leaders have also gathered to figure out how to respond to this incident. What kinds of actions are you considering?
See, this Easter Sunday attack came as a shock to the Muslim community because we have never had this kind of extremism within the community. We are asking all our mosques to ensure that they have a vigilance committee to see whether there is any untoward activities by anybody and to report them directly to the police or to call a hotline which we will establish to address possible threats.
So the idea is that each mosque would have a small committee that you said you're calling a vigilance committee. What kinds of things would they be on the lookout for?
You know, they would look out for any suspicious activity, especially preachers from outside the area coming and preaching any kind of extremism.
Hilmi Ahmed, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Hilmi Ahmed is the vice president of the Muslim Council of Sri Lanka.